You're listening to Healthy Mompreneurs Get Wealthy podcast with Kathy Richards, RD. I've had over 20 years of experience coaching clients and now busy mompreneurs get healthier and ultimately wealthier. On this podcast, I'll be sharing with you my self-love journey back to health as I'm coming out the other side of years of stress and challenges. Living with a spouse, suffering from mental health issues, suffering a concussion, living with post-concussion syndrome, terminal illnesses within my close family members, a divorce, a death in my family, and all three kids under the age of 8. If anyone can show you how to thrive and not just survive through challenges and setbacks, it's me. So follow my journey here. How do you stay motivated when going for a walk or taking care of things in your house is really the last thing you want to do? Stay tuned because I'm going to walk you guys through some of the steps that I take to help keep that motivation at a level where I'm able to get some things done, even though I don't really want to. So listen up. So I'm hopping in today to talk about motivation and how I walk myself through the process of getting something done when what I really want to do is kind of sink into the bathtub and hang out there for the rest of the day. So I thought I'd bring this to you guys today. It's just me being real and sharing what mindset and what kind of inner dialogue I had to go through today in order to get myself to go out of my house, walk 10 minutes to the grocery store, get a couple things that I need to make sure I'm still eating in the way that I'm focused on for the next day until I'm able to get to the grocery store and load up for my next 2 days with the kids. So this is what was happening. And it's something I've been working on with my business coach and my intuitive coach the last few weeks, recognizing that I have these big goals that I want to accomplish. And I think most of you as busy mompreneurs can relate to it. You know, I feel like when I have this 5-day window of time when my kids aren't with me, that type A comes out and I just want to like get things done. So I could get all my content done for the month. I could get all my podcast episodes done, you know, just bang things out, blog posts. Like I have so many aspirations of what I'm going to get done. And then what happens inevitably is I've just finished today is I have 2 days without the kids and they're back for 2 days, but I've just finished 5 days in a row with the kids, me working at home with clients with three kids online learning. So yeah, when I take a step back, when I say that out loud, I'm like, oh yeah, that is a lot. Plus I'm still dealing with my post-concussion syndromes with the screen time and just the multitasking that's required to be present for my clients, but also at the same time, be present for the kids and allow those interruptions that have to happen, right? My kids are 5, 7, and almost 9. So they're going to interrupt me when I'm on a call. And clients are so forgiving. And that's, I think that's just like a sign of the times, right? But it actually does require a lot of extra work for my brain to be able to kind of handle all those things. So usually by the end of the day, by 6:30, I'm done. Like I'm seeing that bedtime's going to be finishing within the hour. And then I'm out most nights. Like I remember on Friday, I had to go to bed at 8:00. Like my head was killing me. And the kids, oh my God, they're troopers. And they understand like when I need them to be quiet while I'm trying to do something or while I'm trying to make dinner. Dinner's a hard time for me because there's so many things happening and so many interruptions that sometimes things get burned or things get forgotten just because my brain really doesn't have that focus at that point. So I've been talking with my coaches about the fact that I don't get things done. I have all these things lined up. I might not even open Basecamp, which is the software I use with one of my coaches. I might not even look in there, even though I, in the back of my mind, know that I should get some things done. So I fall down the Netflix hole, and what's that about? And then, you know, it was kind of brought up that maybe I really do need to build in that Netflix time as a way for my body to rest and to have some quiet and just as a way to like decompress. So maybe that's not wrong and I need to focus on not making myself wrong there. So today what happened, I had a full day, 9:30 till 5:30 with client calls. I had 7 calls today. So I got through the day. I made sure at lunch when I had a bit of a bigger break to actually lie down, do meditation, and take that time to rest off the screen, eyes closed. That always helps me come back feeling so much better for the afternoon. And then I got to the end of my day and I wanted to walk to the store. But really what I wanted to do was go in the bathtub and watch Netflix. So there had to be a lot of work and a lot of inner dialogue that happened around motivating myself to go outside. And at one point I actually sat down. I remember I went back to my desk and I sat down and I thought, no, I was looking at my schedule for tomorrow thinking, okay, what time am I finishing? Because I have a physio appointment in the morning. What time do I finish and how can I make this all happen tomorrow? I have enough like soy milk to get me through. And then I motivated myself internally, like, nope, you're going to get up. You're going to do this. You're going to walk to the store. That got my steps in for the day. That got me out of the house, got me fresh air, got me feeling better by the time I came back. And then what I came back to was another obstacle that I've been dealing with in the last month is I am just messy when the kids aren't here. It's like I'm done. I don't want to clean up. So I just leave my kitchen and it just like continues to pile up while they're gone. So you can imagine after 5 days, it can be quite a mess of like pans and plates and things stacked up on the counters. So I told myself that I could listen to a show or I was listening to a podcast. I could listen to the podcast. I could get that done. And that is setting myself up for success for the rest of the week. It's going to be nicer to come into that kitchen when it's clean. It's going to allow me to stay on my healthy eating plan and have things easily accessible without having to kind of like balance things. So that was another hurdle that I had to overcome. And I have to say, a lot of the work I've done in the last couple of years around mindset, I used to hear so many people talk about mindset and blah, blah, blah. And it is. It is so important. And it's showing ourselves that we value ourselves. So I wanted to share this today with you guys because by cleaning my kitchen, I am showing my inner self that I value myself. I value having a clean space, which makes me feel good, which makes me feel more motivated, be able to focus more on my work, probably do a couple reels in the kitchen tomorrow because it's nice and tidy. And it just lets everything flow. And I think the same thing happens, and I see it every day with my clients, when they just overcome one obstacle today. Okay, so you know, you might have your list of 10 things. You want to drink more water, you want to move more, you want to do yoga, you want to eat 2 fruits, you want to eat like 4 vegetables or whatever. And it can seem like a big overwhelming list, but what if you just pick one thing and tell yourself that you're going to do that? So with my clients, sometimes it's as simple as picking walking, and they are going to walk outside to the recycling bin that's outside their building, walk back in. And that's what they're going to focus on right now as that one thing that they're going to do every day. Or they're going to walk 5 minutes away and 5 minutes back, and it's that one thing. And not to make themselves wrong, if they don't want to do it, fine. All they have to do is a couple of minutes. And then we build on that. So that's what I wanted to bring to you guys today is like, what is the hurdle that you're having trouble overcoming? I'm opening up some space in my calendar. I've got some 30-minute stress-less healthy habit phone calls available. So if you need help identifying like that one hurdle that you should focus on this week or this month or today, or like in the next 5 minutes, book a call. I'm happy to walk you guys through some of the mindset that has to happen around us being able to just do the next thing. Okay, so instead of trying to do everything and focus on everything and wanting to see like the end result, just focus on that next thing. Because that's what builds the momentum that gets us to our health goal, right? And we might not see our health goal right away. Sometimes our body has become so efficient at hanging on to calories because we are not feeding it properly. We are not moving. We are not sleeping. We have too much stress. And the body is like, whoa, I don't know what's happening. So I'm just going to hang on for dear life. Yep, give me some more food. I'm going to hang on. I'm going to store this in case that lion comes to fight us. and the lion's never coming, but our body doesn't know. So it's breaking down those things and dealing with one hurdle at a time. So on my calls with clients, like I might be talking to them about cleaning their kitchen as a way to show themselves that they value themselves. I'm not always talking about food. A lot of my discussions lately are around stress reduction techniques, and I did a whole episode on that about how I was upping my stress game. So it might be they just make themselves an adaptogenic tea once a day, and that's their way of showing themselves that they value themselves, and then we build from there. So that's what I wanted to leave you guys with today is find that one hurdle, figure out what that one next hurdle is, and just go over it. Okay. And, or just tell yourself you're going to spend 5 minutes trying to go over that hurdle. And if that's too much, then step back. But then you'll already have that confidence in yourself that you were able to contribute 5 minutes towards that goal. And then you can build on that. So like I said, if you need help, you need to figure out what hurdle is the next best one for you, book a free 30-minute stress-less healthy habits call. I'm happy to help you figure that out. I've got lots of availability, and let's figure out what that hurdle is, and let's get you that motivation to get onto the other side.